Do you know what the latest wellness trend is? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, May 7th, 2026, and we just heard Long Shot with Are You Ready? Now, do you think we're just tired out? Apparently, the latest trend in wellness is to be lazy. It's called the Lazy Girl Self-Care Trend, and it has exploded online. On the surface, it looks like peak low-effort living, reading in bed, ordering takeout, swapping intense workouts for a stretch and a sigh. But underneath the aesthetic, maybe we're just tired, and maybe we deserve a break. For years, self-care was basically a second job, optimizing your mornings, meal preps, beauty routines, workouts. Somehow, you had to find time to enjoy life in between. But the whole lazy girl self-care trend flips the script. It asks a radical question. What if taking care of yourself didn't require burnout first? So instead of high-effort routines that collapse by Wednesday, this approach leans into sustainability, forming simple, repeatable habits. And the goal is do something instead of doing everything. And here's the truth. When you're dealing with stress, anxiety, or burnout, even small actions like listening to your favorite songs or taking a short walk can help regulate your nervous system. It's not laziness. It's strategic survival. The bigger shift? Letting go of the idea that rest must be earned. Because rest isn't a prize for productivity. It's a basic requirement for being human, y'all. Alrighty. So, here's to being lazy. We got a song by Day 6 called Be Lazy. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for you to take a break from whatever is stressing you out. Basically, we talked about that lazy girl self-care earlier. So do that if you need to. And just focus on us while you take a sip of that beverage of choice. Now, a nap when you need it sounds like the perfect thing for lazy self-care, lazy girl self-care, that is. Well, great news for anyone who needs a good nap right now and has a competitive spirit. The 2026 Forest Sweep Sleep Contest is back. It's taking place on May 30th at Seoul Forest. The rules are simple, guys. Participants, lovingly referred to as the chronically tired, will lie down and try to achieve the deepest, most stable sleep. The winner is decided not by vibes, but by heart rate data. In other words, your smartwatch might finally prove you are good at something. And that something is sleeping. And the grand prize? Round trip tickets to Mongolia. Yes, really. Nap hard, travel far. The contest is already in its 11th year this year, and the event taps into a very real trend, like the lazy girl self-care trend. People are actively seeking ways to escape burnout and reconnect with nature. Hiking is up. Forest visits are booming, and apparently, so is napping amid the great outdoors. Behind the quirky concept is a serious message. Since the 1980s, the company behind this contest, Yuan Kimberly, has been promoting forest conservation and well-being by planting over 58 million trees and creating programs that remind people to slow down. So, in a world obsessed with productivity, this event has asked a bold question. What if the most impressive thing you did today was taking a nap? Well, hopefully with these two songs, you can take a break and take a nap right now. We got NCT 127 with Pandora's Box, Natjam. And then Girls Generation's 혼연시대 with Lazy Girl. Your two cents. That is right. You know that we love to connect with our listeners, and it is about time to hear your stories. And of course, this is where I get to read out your answers to a quirky, fun question that we post weekly on our gram. And of course, you get to get creative. You get to get smart. You get to get, you know, crazy for a chance to win a prize. And our Y2C question this week was, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time? Yes, we're going to have extra time if you don't get to sleep, obviously. So do you feel like 24-7, 24시간이 모자라? 24 hours is not enough in a day. You know, people have thought about that. You know, those people like, if I only had more time in the day, you know, if I didn't have to sleep, if you didn't need to sleep, what would you do during the extra time that you have? You know, some people have hobbies, some people want to go shopping, some people want to do sports. Let us know, are you a night owl or not? All right. First answer is from Sasha S.A. from the Book of Faces. I really feel like 24 hours is not enough. 하루 24시간이 진짜 부족한 것 같습니다. If I didn't need to sleep, I would definitely spend that extra time practicing speaking Korean. 한국어 말하기를 더 많이 연습하고 싶어요. I really want to be perfect or become more natural and confident when I talk at night. I like quiet time, and it's perfect for practicing or even talking to myself in Korean. 혼자 한국어로 말해보기도 합니다. If I could pick a hobby or pick up a hobby, it would still be something related. Maybe watching Korean content without subtitles or practicing conversations more regularly. Even if we're far apart, it's nice to share our stories like this. 같이 나눌 수 있어서 좋아요. All right. Well, we hope our What the K-Pop segment is actually helping you out, you know. Karen always comes with creative and smart ways you guys can learn Korean and Korean terms from K-Pop songs every Monday. So if you guys are tuning in right now and you guys are people who are like, I want to learn some Korean, make sure to tune in every Monday because we take a phrase from every K-Pop song out there right now. It could be old and new, and we're going to teach you a new Korean phrase, Korean words, you know, and what they actually mean. So hopefully that'll help you in your Korean dialogue in the future. But with that said, we do have a song for you right now. It's by Sunmi, 24 hours, 24 시간이 모자라. All right, we just heard Sunmi, 24 hours. Now, we're going to get into more of your answers right now. Next one is from at Sardi Pakti. Not sleeping means I could live 30 to 40% more hours to avoid overusing my poor brain and body. I choose something refreshing, relaxing, and quiet so I don't upset my neighbors at night. I probably go practicing the piano on an electric keyboard. Nonetheless, I think I'd sleep for a few hours to reset my skin and brain. Plus, sleeping just feels so good. Just to let you know, sleeping wasn't the option, okay? Sleeping is not the option. So when you guys have a question from our Y2C, please stick to the program, okay? Sleeping wasn't the option, so we're going to come for you. We're going to find where you live. I'm just joking. I'm not going to do that. I don't have the time. Plus, I don't like planes. But back to your whole doing something quiet. Don't you think an electric keyboard could be loud, especially if you live in an apartment? That could be loud, unless you're using Bluetooth headphones. Yeah, because you didn't mention headphones in this. So an electric keyboard could actually bother your neighbors. Just throwing that out there, and I'm just curious, just asking. Now, next one is from David Zhao from the Book of Faces. If I didn't have to sleep, I could play games, take naps. I'm at my boiling point with some of you people. I love you all. Back to our Y2C question. If you didn't have to sleep, y'all know napping is a form of sleep, right? Okay. Napping is a form of sleep. I understand. Sardi Pakti, you said, I think I'd still sleep for a few hours. That wasn't part of the program. David Zhao, take naps. That's still not part of the program. I'm going to have to breathe in and out. My patience is slowly rising. All right. Binge my backed up drama list. The list goes on. All right. Those I'm okay with. But the whole previous still sleep and then David, you take naps. I cannot accept that. Yes, I cannot accept that. So I'm just going to say, Brian Ju, are you going to take the votes out for you having a chance to win today? I'm taking my vote out of that. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be honest. Okay. But either way, we have two songs right now for you guys. IU, Sleepless Rainy Night, 잠 못 드는 밤, 비는 내리고. We have that song ready for you guys. And then we have another one by TXT called Drama. All right, we're back, and hopefully these songs really got me cooled off from some of the answers that we had earlier, and we're going to get into more right now, and we still do have a winner to announce, and hopefully we do have a proper winner today. And you guys know, just to be clear, what our question was today, if you did not have to sleep, okay? No sleep. 24 hours. Not a nap. No sleep, no snoring, none of that, no closing your eyes. All right, what would you do with the extra time? All right, next one is from at HasFSMRF. If I didn't need to sleep, I'd probably spend my extra time reading comic books or watching my favorite series. It's my way to relax and enjoy some me time, but if I still had a lot of energy, I think I'd use that time to do productive things like cleaning the house or doing laundry. Yes, it sounds simple, but it actually feels satisfying to get things done at night. Good for you. I'm the other way around, though. I get that stuff done during the day. Some reason it changed. When I was younger, I liked doing stuff at night. But nowadays, I guess when I get older, I'm like a day person now. Like, I need to get the laundry done. I need to mow the lawn. Obviously, you have to mow the lawn in the daytime. You can't see anything at night outside. But I like getting things done in the daytime. Seeing, the sunlight really motivates me, I guess. You know, cleaning the house, laundry, dishes, mopping the floor. I guess dusting my ceiling fans, all the drawers, alphabetizing my pantry. My medicine cabinet, all that stuff. All the fun stuff you do during the daytime, you know? Alphabetizing everything is fun during the daytime. At nighttime, it's just dark, I feel like. That's why I can't do it. All right, we're going to get into our last answer for this week. It is from Fatna Sadeki. I would exercise, chat with friends, or watch videos. Thank you for the last two answers for this week for not taking naps or sleeping, because sleeping was not allowed for this week. So, thank you very much for lowering my stress levels. All right. Well, we still have a winner to announce, but we still have music first. So, don't go anywhere. First up, we have You Been With Me Time, Nep Nep, and then we have Espa with Long Chat. All righty. That was Espa with Long Chat. Now, it is time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our weekly Y2C is Fatna Sadeki from the Book of Faces! Hey Fatna, if that is you, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're gonna send out a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, gram handle, email address, and whatever it was you got in contact with us with, including the date that you've won, so we can find you easier and send you a prize. And remember, you guys can find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Square your mouse, hit a purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on the Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And with that said, it is time to wrap up our show. Thank you guys for tuning in and taking us out. We have two great songs. First up, Plave with Born Savage and Kiss of Life with Who Is She? Our producer is Chaedong Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now.